the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Hi again, fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, and it is episode 514. Thanks for joining me. Got the episode underway with a cover, of course, of Lue Lue, but who was it by? Do you know that one? Well, the band was formed in Los Angeles 1965. At times they resembled Birds-like folk rock. At other times, more avant-garde and psychedelic sound. They are the West Coast pop art experimental band. Debuted 1966 with their LP Volume 1 on a label called FIFO Records. Those early years, they had an elaborate light show, became the focal point of their live performances across LA. They later signed to Reprise Records, releasing Volume 3, A Child's Guide to Good and Evil, and Where's My Daddy, and then later Markley, a group, before disbanding in 1970. That version of Lue Lue off their debut Volume 1, subsequently re-released by Sundazed Records. It includes that cover of Lue Lue, also a cover of Kinks, You Really Got Me, and Dylan, the West Coast pop art experimental band.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
And a shout out to Jimmy Calloway, who messaged me a few days back now You just caught up with show 511, in which I mentioned the Mark V and a track called Night of the Phantom. And he relayed this anecdote to me. I think I knew it once upon a time. But it's about Larry and the Blue Notes, out of Fort Worth, Texas, formed 1962. One of the more notable bands from the Fort Worth teen scene, Larry and the Blue Notes were noticed by Major Bill Smith, a producer who was involved in national hits such as that somewhat sugary song, Hey Paula, by Paul and Paula. He got them into the studio to record a track called Night of the Sadist. Two versions, one with a saxophone instrumental and another with a guitar solo. Neither of those were released because of concerns over the word sadist. So Larry and the Blue Notes had to dub over the word phantom. And I believe if you listen really closely, you can hear sadist still in the background. So Night of the Phantom, released by Larry and the Blue Notes in 1965. The earlier recording Night of the Sadist has since appeared on a number of compilations, Back from the Grave Volume 4, Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1, and Acid Dreams. So how do we handle this? Night of the Phantom or Night of the Sadist? Heck, let's have both of them. Larry and the Blue Notes.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
A 1, a 2.
The night was dark, there was no moon above. I told my girl, yeah, this was a night for love. Sadist, yeah, I remember that look in his eye. It was a night of the sadist, yeah, I remember till the day I died. He grabbed my throat, I could feel the blade of his knife. I clutched his hand cause I knew he would take my life. under him he had a funny glare. He turned away, I could almost smell death in the air. Well, thankful I am, but I'll never know to this day what made him turn and slowly walk away. It was a night of the sadists, yeah.
With Texas band Larry and the Blue Notes with Night of the Phantom, followed by Night of the Sadist, similar but different enough to warrant inclusion of both of them in this episode of Retrospect. A little bit later, the band had a proto-punk anthem that appears on a comp called Teenage Shutdown. The World Ain't Round, It's Square. That is coming up later in this episode.
We're in the middle of the most remarkable phenomenon of an American society, which elsewhere is remarkably puritanical.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Here's one from a band out of New Orleans, described as very raw folk rock with a double track six string guitar making that Byrdesian 12 string sound. Production skills applied by none other than Alan Toussaint. This one appears on a vinyl comp called Time Won't Change My Mind. It is Get to Know Yourself from The Zoofs.
The light has gone, the darkness comes, love it brings, no lonely ones. And she says, get to know yourself. Get to know yourself once again. You said it right that I should leave, and someone else with lies deceive again. And she says, get to know yourself. Get to know yourself once again. Tell me where I've been at.
Feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Together, and we won't be young forever. so that's so bad in so many different ways and so unfortunate.
Set of four, Zoof's Top of the Set on D-Soo Records from August 1966, track called Get to Know Yourself. Then Infinity's End, picture and information up on the Retrospect Facebook page and Instagram. Young band, all members aged 13 to 15 out of Salem, New Hampshire. Recorded a couple of tracks in Massachusetts at Pat Costa's Eastern Sound Studios. Two of the band members described that time as an innocent time. We were just like little kids who wanted to be the Beatles. By 1968, they changed their name from Infinity's End to American Depression, but we had Infinity's End with a track called Hey Lena. Followed that up with the Young Monkey Men from Trenton, New Jersey. There was another band called Monkey Men, different band. At least one of the members was just a teenager at the time this band was recording. We took the B-side off their second 45, track called I Love You. The A-side was I'm Waiting for the Letter. Finally in the set, The Pulsating Heartbeats. June 1966, 7-inch from this band, released on Pace Setters Records. They're from Anchorage, Alaska. Three brothers, John, Eddie, and Rawl, took their name from a Herman and Hermit song. Toured all over Alaska, but never on mainland US. Pulsating Heartbeats with Anne.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Let's head into the murky and often mispronounced world of global garage, starting off with a band. Well, I've put them in here because it's in French. They're actually out of Canada, and they're called Les Phenomenes. Les Phenomenes? Les Phenomenes? 1966 single, A-side, Le Dernier Train pour Clarksville. That'll sound familiar. The Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville.
Oh, le dernier train pour Clarksville, je t'attendrai à la gare. Nous irons dans un coin tranquille, passer nos derniers instants sans dire un mot. Oh non, 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 oh non, non, non. Car je dois partir au matin, je voudrais te revoir. Nous serons ensemble au moins. Qui sait si jamais l'on se reverra. Oh, le dernier train pour Clarksville, je t'attendis à la gare. Nous pourrons nous s'embrasser encore et nous dire d'autres mots d'amour. Oh non non non. Oh non non non. Prends le dernier train pour Clarksville, qui ne perd pas un instant. Je ne voudrais pas que tu le portes, tu as tout juste le temps qu'il te faut. Oh non non non, oh non non non. Et le train n'attend jamais après l'amour.
What the town I do
soul. What a town I do to my soul. Everything, yeah, I was yours, and now I'm counting out the door. What a town I do to my soul. So, come to see, don't you know? I can't stay on the out of it. Tell me not, tell me why, tell me why. Do to my heart. You go around, I'm telling lies. You're falling around with the other gates. What to town I do to my heart. My baby.
Greetings from Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray.
N'en aie pas peur si tu as des ennuis, je suis là, tu ne seras jamais seul dans la vie, je suis là. Je suis là, car j'oublierai tout, oui, oui, j'oublierai tout, si tu veux de moi, oui, si tu veux de moi. Ne me dis pas que je n'ai rien compris, reste là, reste là. Le passé n'existe plus, c'est fini, reste là, reste là, car j'oublierai tout, oui, oui, j'oublierai tout. Si tu veux de moi, oui, si tu veux de moi. Car si tu veux de moi, je suis là, je t'attends. Et pour t'avoir à moi, j'attendrai bien longtemps. Et j'oublierai tout. J'oublierai tout. Tu veux de moi, oui. Si tu veux de moi. Car si tu veux de moi, je suis là, je t'attends. Et pour t'avoir à moi, j'attendrai bien longtemps. Non, je ne veux pas changer dans tes bras, dans tes bras. Je ne veux pas passer, je veux rester dans tes bras, dans tes bras. Et je... Oui, oui, j'oublierai tout, si tu veux de moi, oui, si tu veux de moi, si tu veux de moi.
C'est les trois tracks. In French, first up, Canadian band Les Phenomenes with Le Dernier Train pour Clarksville. Then, Les Fraises de Bois from Clermont-Ferrand in France, formed 1965. Very rare and highly desirable EP with four covers including Rolling Stones, The Shamrocks and The Kinks, and that track, You Better Run by The Young Rascals. Chameleon Records released 2014, re-release that is, original 1966. Third and finally, Les Tridents, French release on Polydor 1966, Jubilerai 2 is the name of the track, Les Tridents.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah. Right, more Global Garage. Picture and information on this guy up on our Instagram and Facebook. M. Said is his name, fronting a band called Le Remaha, Malaysian release EP on Focus Records from 1968. Le Remaha, active band in the 60s, in their own right, but in this case fronted by M. Said. So M. Said and Le Remaha, Te Masa Ria is the name of the tune, out of Malaysia.
James Ailing in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, getting some real rock from Phil on Retrospect 60s. Peace.
stated confidently that it is only for idiots.
Four more selections of Global Garage. M. Said and Le Ramaha with Tomasaria topped the set. Then Los Beats on Decessa Records, 1969 release. The band out of El Salvador gained popularity in the mid-60s in Central America. A lot of British Invasion covers, including Spanish covers of Beatles tracks. Los Beats, Así Es Como Comienza, A-side of that 45 from 1969. Then we had Los Dovals, originating in the Federal District of Mexico in 1964. Big break 1966, performing at the Lyric Theatre with bands such as El Clan and Fresa Acida. Got to go on tour on what's described as the famous Caravanas Corona. I'm going to guess that's a Corona beer-sponsored tour of Mexican bands. Recorded the first LP 1969. That LP included a cover of Get Back by the Beatles, Hold Me Tight by Johnny Nash, Ichiku Park, I'm itching to find that, and Nadi Mas Que Yo, track we had, cover of Nobody But Me, Los Dovals out of Mexico.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Well, here's a better known band, often referred to as the punk band of the 1960s. They are the Standells. The band name created by Larry Tamblyn and Tony Valentino, derived from standing around booking agents' offices trying to get some work. Originally Standells with one L though. Came Larry Tamblyn and the Standells, then later another L added, made the first recordings in 1964, shortened their name to the Standells, signed with Liberty, and got a new lead vocalist and drummer, Dick Dodd, a former Mouseketeer. Although he'd also been a drummer for the Bel Airs, you might know them for that surf rock track called Mr. Moto. Here's the Standells, their take on Wild Thing.
You make everything groovy. nothing think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight.
It's mellow, it's raucous, it's tender, it's raw.
We'll be right back.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Standells with Wild Thing, then another one from Larry and the Blue Notes, garage punk classic In and Out, their third 45 released in 1966. Then finally in the set, a band called The Journey Back, never had them on the show before, obscure band from Portsmouth, Virginia. Says here they issued this delirious couple of fuzz monsters, synthetic people, backed with the track we had, Runaway Baby, from 1968. They had a second release in 1968, a track called Springtime Lady, the B-side, a cover of Cream's SWLABR, Journey Back, Runaway Baby. That brings us to the end of Retrospect episode 514. Please remember to share Retrospect with your friends. Follow us on Facebook. You can share posts there. I put up posts every week with links to the episodes and also the track listing of every show. Other bits and pieces up there as well. So please share those posts and help me build up this humble weekly podcast. Going out with the Sonics, an instrumental track. This is not the legendary band The Sonics. This is another Sonics about whom I can tell you very, very little. The track is called Blowout. It's off the Battle of Ratfink Hill. Crude, unissued, Pittsburgh instrumentals, 1961 to 1963. Cool comp. The Sonics with Blowout. Thanks for joining me again. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We'll be right back.
with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.